For 3 months, the defendants sat in jail, denied bond. Then, last week, one of them, William Styler, admitted he was the killer, District Attorney Sherry Kaloya.
He basically confessed that he alone did the crime and covered it up.
An agreement with prosecutors allowed William Styler to plead to a lesser charge of second-degree murder. It means the former anesthesiologist acted in the heat of passion and did not plan the killing. Prosecutors dropped murder charges against Styler's wife, Nancy, and the last defendant, Kathy Carpenter. And with that, the Nancy Pfister murder case was over. Then the questions began. Carpenter's attorneys say law enforcement officers made a mistake virtually at the start of the investigation that meant she was wrongfully jailed. Greg Greer and Kathleen Lord told reporters Carpenter was not involved in the murder. Greg Greer.
When I first met with Kathy Carpenter, she said, well, I flunked the 911 call. And I said, people don't flunk 911 calls. Well, it turns out people do flunk 911 calls.
Greer says Carpenter was arrested largely because of a transcription error in her 911 call. That's when Carpenter reported she had found Pfister's body. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation transcribed what she said, and a single word was incorrect. The new word, say the attorneys, implied to investigators that Carpenter knew details about the murder.
That was their sole basis for focusing on her and really saying that she saw things she couldn't have seen with the story she was telling.
Greer confirmed the error by comparing a recording of the call with the written transcript. He noted the Denver CBI agent who made the mistake included a note with the transcript, too.
After me listening to this 911 call, Kathy Carpenter is guilty.
Greer and Lord believe that bias in the transcription mistake snowballed throughout the investigation. They argue questioning was often unfair, up to 12 hours at a time. CBI and district attorney interrogators allegedly pressured Carpenter against getting an attorney, encouraging her to confess instead. The CBI has not responded to a request for comment about those concerns. District Attorney Kaloya, whose investigator played a role, maintains questioning was competent and fair.
Statements made by Kathy Carpenter were things that she said over and over in her investigation. So the mistranscription is there, but it was a very minor piece to this whole matter.
It is different from the Nancy Styler.
After Friday's hearing, officials held a press conference outside the courthouse as revelers from the Food and Wine Classic wandered over to check out the action. Prosecutors and law enforcement were asked, did they rely on Styler's confession alone to understand what happened? DA Kaloya.
When you look at the documents, you will see that we did have circumstantial evidence against Mrs. Styler, Mr. Styler, and Kathy Carpenter.
Then there was Mr. Styler's guilty plea and lesser second-degree murder charge. He and Pfister had been angry at each other about money, but Pfister was sleeping when she was killed. Did Styler plan the murder beforehand?
Well, you could certainly come to that conclusion. As I said, the plea was a negotiated plea based on the circumstances, and oftentimes there is a dispute as to the facts that would support that.
Another question came about Mr. Styler's ability to work alone. He had shown up to hearings in a wheelchair, claiming he has a medical condition that makes him weak. So was he really strong enough to kill and then hide Nancy Pfister's body? Kaloya said yes. After the sentencing, Styler had given his statement through public defender Tina Fang.
Dr. Styler is deeply saddened for the pain and suffering of the entire Pfister family, and also for his wife, who had nothing to do with this. He accepts sole responsibility for the death of Nancy Pfister.
Pfister's family doubts Styler's sincerity and asked Judge James Boyd for a longer sentence. They also objected to Styler being placed in a medical facility. In the end, the court stuck with the 20-year term, noting that considering Styler's age, it amounts to a life sentence. It also did not guarantee a medical prison. We asked a longtime defense attorney whether it's common for multiple people to be charged with a crime, only to have one person confess to all of it. Dan Recht practices law in Denver.
It doesn't happen that often, and the prosecution makes every attempt to confirm that it's true, because they don't want people taking the fall for other guilty people.
Aspen can now reflect on the high-profile case. Murder is rare here, and Sheriff DeSalvo told reporters Friday he is satisfied with the outcome. Still, there was this.
Ms. Carpenter's case is still under investigation as far as my office is concerned. And as you all know, I don't discuss cases that are under investigation.
District Attorney Sherry Kaloya.
The charges could be reinstated if we get more evidence.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that it will be. I'm saying that there's a possibility out there.
Kaloya's talking about murder charges, the same ones just dropped. More likely will come to light when and if additional case documents are released in the coming weeks. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.